This is Jennifer Quiros, and welcome to the Enter the Shell Show.
It is the Enter the Shell Show, and we are broadcasting from NoHo2 Studio, NoHo2.com. Check them out, and tell Marcus I said what's up. Also, do you got Stitcher? Because we're on it, so get on it. Stitcher is the smartest app for your smartphone, and most importantly, like I said, we're on it. Check Stitcher.com for details, and welcome to the Enter the Shell Show with Jennifer. How's it going?
Thank you. This is so much fun. I'm so happy to be here.
Cool. I'm dude, like, can I just first say, you walked in, and you were the first person, and maybe, like, O11 is going to just change, but you're the first person to like be early. I mean, I'm not trying to like talk shit about like any artist or anything like that, but like you were on time. You weren't on artist time. You were on like legit time.
I just care and I wanted to be here.
Yeah, so that's you've already made like my day already.
Awesome. You guys have made my day. Like I said, my day was hell, so
Hopefully it'll be a lot better. Your debut EP and So I Sing is available like everywhere. You can like get it on Amazon, you can get it on iTunes, you can get a digital copy, and you can get a hard copy, which is like really cool.
And it's on my website too.
Yeah, your website, jenniferkudels.com. And we're gonna have that link because some people, they might not be like very affluent in knowing how to spell Kudels. So we're going to have all that on entertheshell.com. So everybody, just don't worry. Just log on there and everything's going to be cool. Now, currently, you are doing the whole hotel cafe tour thing, right?
Not the tour. I don't think the tour is happening anymore. But I've played there a few times, and I love that venue. It's my favorite venue. It feels like home.
How's it treating you? Like, tell me some juicy secrets immediately.
Juicy secrets. Juicy secret. About Hotel Cafe?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Let my listeners in on some insight.
I'm trying to think of a juicy secret that revolves around Hotel Cafe. They've been so nice to me, so I don't feel like there's no.
Juicy secrets not necessarily have to be bad. That's a common misconception.
Well, you heard about there's like a ghost in the bathroom.
No, tell me immediately.
I actually heard this from it was on Miko's website, who plays there a bunch, uh-huh. Who apparently like there's a ghost in the bathroom there. And like she took this like gnarly picture once. I just read this on her blog. Like that she took this gnarly picture and of like her in the mirror and there was like a ghost behind her. And
holy
apparently,
shit.
Like, there's, like, some ghost that's in the bathroom there. Is that a juicy secret?
That's pretty juicy. That's pretty juicy.
Like, it freaked me out because it's, like, as a songwriter and a singer-songwriter in L.A., like, Hotel Cafe is, like, your mecca, you know? So to hear there's a ghost at a place that, like, you go to all the time, it's just, like, heebie-jeebies.
But it's very Disneyland-esque, you know what I mean? Like, Haunted Mansion where you're, like, looking in the mirror and then you see the ghost in back
Except
of you.
It's real.
Well, yeah.
It's not the Disney version. It's, like, the real, it's real. Version.
Do you know who that ghost is?
No, I don't know that. I just read it once and I saw the picture and it, like, creeped me out. I don't know. I couldn't really tell the ghost in the picture, but just like it creeped me out.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
I do too.
I do, and that's why it gives me the heebie-jeebies, because I do believe in them. So I just want to think it's a good, happy ghost.
Yeah,
wants to bring love to the world.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about bringing love and peace and all that good fun stuff. Let's talk a little bit about your obsession with pandas.
I am obsessed with pandas. There's a panda bear in the studio, and that's like, you probably thought it was so weird. I think the second thing I said to you, I was like, hi, I'm Jennifer. I love pandas.
That panda just showed here. This panda has been Enter the Shell Show regular. It just showed up like completely out of the blue.
Does it have a name?
No, no one's named it.
Can you name it Michael? Because that's my brother's name. And my brother is a he's a panda.
Okay.
It's his spirit animal. He self-proclaims that. And just over the history from, it started with this Conan O'Brien skit when we were little kids featuring a panda bear, and like him and I were just like laughing hysterically on the floor, and we just love pandas since then, and they've always reminded me of my brother since then, and he looks like a panda, and we're both picky like a panda. Uh-huh. How pandas like can never pick a mate. Him and I are both like that. So,
no, I love pandas. You're a very attractive girl. I'm not trying to like hit on you or anything like that. But I do have a casting couch which we will be using later.
Which the panda's now on.
Yeah, me, you, and we're gonna have a little threesome. No, but you are an attractive girl. Is it hard to find Mr. Right or Mr. Wrong, whichever you're into?
Yeah. This is why all my songs are about. I have a few songs about that today.
Well, what makes you so picky about men?
I don't know. I just like, I'm a really intuitive girl. I feel like this is a therapy session. I don't know. I just like, I feel like I have this theory. There are two types of guys, right? Either you have chemistry or, so the chemistry is one thing. I feel like there are two aspects, chemistry and does he treat you right? Right. So I've met a lot of guys who I have great chemistry with, and I've met a lot of guys who treat me really well, but it's been like an either or situation.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been like the guy that like treats me so awesome and that we have amazing chemistry. That's what I'm waiting for.
Are you yearning for that?
I don't know if yearning is the right word.
Pining, maybe?
This is a therapy session. When did this cross over into therapy?
We do have your last boyfriend. Come on out now. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Although that would be cool.
But it does make for a great subject matter for songs.
It does.
And songs are always a silver lining. That's my motto.
Yeah. And let's talk about you and the writing process. You're able to tell your little, you know, quirky stories, you know, and there's truth in them. And is that because when you sit down and you write, you're like, okay, I really have to tell the truth in this song, and I'm going to just envision the truth and it's going to just come out on my pen and then begin like that? Or how does it all start with you?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's not exactly, but for me, truth is the biggest, like the most important thing in a song. Like if you don't have truth in a song, you don't have a song, in my humble opinion. And I think that for me, I usually start with lyrics. Something will come to mind. It's a really intuitive process. I'm a big believer that, you know, songs aren't by people, but they come through people, you know, like this idea just kind of comes out. And, you know, normally something will just happen in my life and I'll be in the car, or maybe I'll be in a writing session already, or just I'll be in the shower. Like that's why you always have to carry like a recorder or a notebook on you, you know, cause you never know when it's going to come.
Yeah.
And just words will come out. And normally it's, you know, what I'm going through at the moment, you know, and then you pick up the guitar. Like, so I write my songs chronologically usually. So the opening lines will come out and you just kind of, I'll let it unfold from there, you know? So,
and with such like, you write with such like intimate detail, and you're not afraid of that. You're not afraid to just show it all.
Yeah, I think that for a long time, I feel like when I was younger, when I was a kid, I felt like I lived in fear of like honesty, you know? And so I think that that's something that performing and writing has been so good for me, because it's kind of, I'm a really honest person now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like taken by surprise, you know, by it. So I feel like it's really freeing to be that honest, you know? And I like songwriting is sometimes I feel like I can say in songs though, what I couldn't say out loud in like conversation, you know? So it's like a nice release.
But it's almost a very kind of double-edged sword, because there have been times I'm a very honest person, but there are times where I just shut the fuck up and I just leave or do whatever, you know what I mean? Because I tell people, hey, look, I can tell you the truth, but you're not gonna like it. And 9 times out of 10, people don't like the truth. People are afraid of the truth.
I think so. Like, I mean, I always try to if the truth is about someone else and not me, then I try to, like, you know, gloss it over with sweetness, you know, because I don't want to be mean, you know. But if it's about myself, then I'm usually, if I feel like, I usually am pretty just, like, honest about what's going on, you know. But it has to be some, like, I have to feel like it's worth being honest for, too. Like, I'm not going to engage myself in a conversation with someone that, like, isn't going to be respectful. But if it's someone that I think is awesome, then I'll be like, here. Or if I think the honesty will help someone, then, you know, but I just think honesty is like super important in songs, in life, in relationships, and everything. Like, it's just honesty is like not overrated, you know?
We just heard at the very beginning your song, The Greatest Good, And that's your kind of like your breakout single, right? Out of your debut EP, And So I Sing. What's that song about?
That song is about overcoming depression. How you kind of just feel like things are holding you down, and having the belief that, you know, you have the belief that everything happens for a reason and everything happens for good, even if you don't know it in the time. And that song is kind of, it's just about the process of reaffirming your faith that like everything happens for a reason, and kind of just being down and having to like climb back up and like have faith again that like, even if it's rough right now, like just have faith that some good is supposed to come out of this. You just don't know it yet.
You know, that couldn't be like the most like truthful thing, because I don't even know if I just said that right, but what I meant to say is that that's like completely accurate, because I've had a lot, and at the time what I thought were just bad things happened to me, just horrible things, but because of those bad things that happened to me, so much good came out. Like, we got like kicked out of a studio once, and because of that, because we got kicked out, we were able to come to NoHo too, and now we're able to like invite like artists to come in and perform and stuff like that. So yeah, something shitty really happened, but because of that shitty thing, it was really good.
Yeah, like I just feel like that if with enough time and space from something, like that everything shows there's some good in it, and it's just a matter of having faith until you can see it.
Do you think there's an art in telling the truth?
I mean, I think the art of telling the truth is to not say it meanly, you know, just to say it with, I think that anything that if you have a good intention behind it, you know, is good, you know? So I think the art of telling the truth is just to, you know, to just say it sweetly if you're talking to someone, if there's someone else involved. And I think in songwriting, I think the art of telling the truth is just, is it how you would say it? You know, I think that a lot of people in songwriting try to wax poetic, you know, and something I always ask myself in songwriting is like, you know, I want to sing it like I would speak it, you know, that's a big thing for me. So, hey.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to go more in depth into your catalog.
Okay.
And we are going to hear Story. And we're going to have more with you, Jennifer, right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Just so I won't be alone, I lose myself. part of me has died. It's been so many years now, I forgot what it was like to be in someone else's arms late at night.
It is the End of the Shell Show. JenniferCudles.com is where you can find her at. And you can go, you could download her album, and So I Sing. What is And So I Sing? What, I mean, what is this album about?
Oh, gosh, I didn't sing for a long time because of stage fright. And my dad got really sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wasn't given a great diagnosis. One doctor told us that he had like 6 months to a year and a half if he was lucky. And in a year and a half, he was totally healed. So it was a miracle, and literally like a real life miracle. And when you have a miracle in your life, it's a game changer. Like everything changes in your life. Mm-hmm. And I realized a couple things. I realized that one, life was too short not to do what you wanted to do, you know, not to go after your dreams. And I also realized that if I could face what was my biggest fear in life, was, you know, something happening to, you know, my dad, like a parent, then I was, you know, strong enough to overcome whatever fears I had. And you know, I started writing again. And So I Sing, the title track off that EP, was actually the first song I wrote after like kind of coming back. And mm-hmm. And so I feel like the CD is really my journey to coming back and fighting through all the demons it took to, you know, to try to live your dream. And to and so that's what it is. And it's just how music is always there for you no matter what. And that, you know, how I react to things now, it's like I sing about them. That's how I process. And so that's kind of the CD in a nutshell.
How long did the CD take to make?
I was in the studio for like a year recording it. So, because I did it myself. So it was, I didn't record it myself. An amazing producer named Thomas Hornig with Tomcat on the Prowl Productions produced it. But since I was financing it myself and everything, it mm-hmm. took me about a year to get the CD off the ground. And, you know,
now it's out in the wild.
Yeah. It's all coming upon. Like, in February will be a year since it came out. So I'm really excited. This year has been amazing and ridiculous. And I say, everyone live your dreams. That's what I say.
Now, tell me about your vocal coach. You had a vocal coach, or do you still use him?
I do. I have a few. I've studied with a few different people, but the person I'm studying with now is Stephen Memel, and he's amazing. He's really helped my voice strengthen and stretch, and also he's very he's kind of like a renegade in his teaching style, and he's just very liberating and freeing kind of teacher. So I know he's taught with like Sarah Bareilles and taught with Adam Levine from Maroon 5 and Jesse McCartney and stuff. So he's awesome.
How'd you come across him?
Actually, I was having, right before, I was freaking out right before my release show for the album, because my voice like totally crapped out on me right before the show. And I didn't know whether I needed to see a doctor or not. And my producer, who's also the drummer in my band, recommended I email Steven to get a doctor recommendation. So I emailed Steven, and he recommended this great doctor for me, and had the release show was great, no problems, like it was all got all bandied up and I was all good. But shortly after I started studying with Stephen. So that's how I found him.
Tell me, what is a typical day like when you're gonna go perform?
Okay, well, this was yesterday because I had a big show at Hotel Cafe yesterday. And I like getting my makeup done for a show. It makes me feel special. And Sephora has this awesome deal where you can get really cheap makeup, girls, just so you know.
My sister is so fucking obsessed with Sephora.
They have this amazing deal where if you like buy a $50 gift card, you get your makeup done for free if you book in advance. And I was like, my foundation and is like practically $50. Yeah. So it's like, sweet, free makeup. I mean, free, get your makeup done for free pretty much. So I do that. I usually get my nails done. Like, I have, like, a thing where I get airbrush nail designs for shows. So I usually get those done. I run through the set once so that I'm, like, refreshed and good. And that's pretty much, it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's pretty much the day before. And I'm on Facebook and stuff a lot promoting the show. And people are emailing me and stuff like that. So I'm, like, on, I put my guest list together, put my set list together, that kind
of
stuff. So.
Has it become somewhat of a ritualistic event before the show to do all this?
The nails have, like, it's become a thing. Like, I always talk about it on stage, and I always have, like, a theme. I've had pandas before. I've had cupcakes. I've had cherries. I've had, what else have I had? I've had Hello Kitties. I've had, like, run the gamut. But it was sad last night. I was so busy prepping for the show yesterday. It was so crazy that that it was the first time I've ever had not had my nails done for a show. And so, like, I made that a thing. I talked about it on stage because the people that have come to numerous shows, they know it's a thing. And I was like, I didn't have time. It was so sad.
Is your fan base predominantly female or male?
I really say it's mixed. Like, I would have thought that my fan base would be more female.
I mean, you're always talking about nails, so yeah, right? I would assume.
But what's funny is that I learned a marketing lesson recently, which it's pretty obvious, but I learned it firsthand, which is that sex sells, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I had been advertising on Facebook and had, like, some okay, like, success and stuff, but I recently changed the picture up that I use, and it's, like, me in, like, a sexy top laying down on a couch.
Nice.
I got a ton of ads, and they were all male. Like, so, I don't know. I think it's,
yeah.
I think it's half and half. I don't know. I think it's pretty even keel. I would have thought that I'd appeal more to women, but I don't know. I think men like listening to females sing, too, so, you know.
Is that odd, though, when you walk out on stage and they're, you know, a bunch of guys and girls as well, but predominantly guys, and they're catcalling you, they're hooping.
Well, I don't get catcalls on stage.
Not yet.
That's good. I mean, I'll get like shouts and stuff, but I don't get like, take it off or anything, you know, thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
A little out of place at Hotel Cafe. But I definitely, I mean, I like when people interact during a show. Like, that's a big thing for me. Like, I'm always talking to the audience. I'm like talking in between songs. And if someone, like, I'll get, like, little jokes cracked from the audience, and I'll, like, snap back, you know? And it's just, I like that, because I think for me, it's, like, I don't want it there to be a, like, an invisible wall between the stage and the audience. Like, we're all in it together, and it's, like, a night for everyone, and I just want it to feel like, even if you don't know any, like, I put this in a newsletter, like, one of my emails recently, it's, like, I want people to feel like, when they come out, even if they don't, they haven't been to a show before, they don't know anyone at the show, like, they'll feel like they're in, like, a living room and that they're there with a bunch of friends. Like, that's the vibe I want, you know? So.
What's your fascination with drag queens? I must know.
How did you know this?
I know everything. People forget that I know everything.
I wouldn't say I have a fascination with drag queens. It's just that I have this idea that I want to do, right? Which is like an LA bucket list, right?
Okay.
Like, I grew up in LA, and I realized that there are all these things that I have, like, even though I've lived here all my life, there are all these things I have not done, right? So once a month, I'm, like, getting a bunch of friends together and doing something, like, unusual in LA that LA has to offer, right? And the first the first adventure was Drag Queen Bingo at Hamburger Mary's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, there was, a, so I was, Facebook was talking about drag queens a lot and stuff. So, but Drag Queen Bingo was fun. I won.
I saw it. I saw you won this little stuffed animal.
Okay, so what happened, I was so upset because I told the story last night too. So what happened was that I won and I was so excited, right? But then it was a tie. Some other guy won too, right? And the way that they pick, but they only have one prize. And the way that they pick the winner is you have to draw, like he gives you, like he gives you a little like bingo ball, and whoever has the highest number wins. And the other guy had the higher number, so I didn't win. But my number was 69.
And so nice. That's an automatic win.
I was like, that's what I thought. I was like, but my number is 69. How do I not win? Like, and he's like, sorry. He's like, pick from the bag of crap. And I was like, fine. And I like picked from the bag of crap, and it was a horse that neighed.
And that's cool. I mean, it's a horse.
It did not make me happy, but my friend loved it and wanted it, so I gave it to her. And she's happy, so I'm happy.
If there's one thing that I want to add to your list, it's go see this show. It's called Transcontinental, mm-hmm. I believe. And it's a bunch of trannies, and they each one, they have a band. And this band is like a really good band. It has like some members of Goldfinger in it.
Oh, cool.
And I think like not David Arquette, but one of the Arquettes is like one of the main producers of that show.
Uh-huh.
And they do a ton of different songs, a ton of just different mixes and melodies, and each time they do a new song, a new tranny comes out.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Really, you, if you like trannies, like, you will dig it.
I the next one I'm excited about is going to be a murder mystery thing. You have to like solve it. Like it's like a murder mystery.
Right? Oh my! I've always wanted to do something
I'll
like
tell
that.
You, I'll tell you. Like me and a bunch of my friends are getting in there doing it. So I'll give you the info afterwards, and you can come.
I would always just want. I would just be the asshole that says, "Okay, it's Colonel Mustard with a toothpick in the library."
I'm really excited. I don't know what we're gonna do after that. So if anyone has any tips about cool things to do in LA,
you know. You can reach your JenniferQuiros.com. We'll have the links on Enter the Shell. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go into another song with you, and we are going to go with Crash. And then right afterwards, we're going to put you in the celebrity corner because I'm interested in seeing, you know, how you feel about gossip. We'll have more with Jennifer Quiros right here on the Enter the Shell show.
I drop down with stumps for knees and beg you, please. Please, would you deliver me from all that's collapsing? It's so surreal what's happening. And I can't grip my feet and I fall. Down into my father's arms, I settle bittersweet, knowing that the heart I'm feeling could be leaving, broken down at his feet, sobbing uncontrollably. Heart is torn right from its strings, and I fall. Crash, the whole world's falling down, falling faster to the ground. But everything I lost, I found. Crash. The sound, but everything's so different now, 'cause everything I lost, I found. Stuck with an emotion that I birthed but can't let go. Stuck between more love and
I just want to love you. Is that?
I love you.
Do a lot of guys throw themselves at you like after your set or what?
I'm pretty oblivious when it comes to guys. Like I just like I remember I was walking. I have a family back in St. Louis, and we was walking through a casino in St. Louis, and with my brother, and my brother was like, "That guy just checked you out. That guy just checked you out. That guy just looked at your boobs." I was like, where are these people? I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm just oblivious. I think I'm in my own little world most of the time. It's good for songwriting, being in your own little world.
It is. It is. Like watching you and, like, listening to Crash. Like, I just was like, man, like, you really need to be loved. Like, you a man needs to just hold you and love you. You know what I mean?
That's a good thing if you're thinking that.
Is it, why? Am I getting totally mixed signals here? Am I not supposed to? You did this to me, okay? You melted my heart.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like to melt hearts.
Let's get into some celeb gossip, and let's get into the
now
celebrity
I'm addicted
corner.
To Bryce Hilton.
I know you are.
Who are you?
I'm Turtle from EnterTheShell.com. I know everything. Now, I don't know if you're into porn.
No.
I am, because who isn't these days? But Macaulay Culkin.
I heard.
Right?
He denied it.
He denied it. But yeah. You know what? Why would you deny being with a porn star?
Because some people don't want that.
But it's with a porn star. It's like,
remember, it's you want a lady in the street and a freak in the bed. You don't want a freak in the street. You want a freak in the bed.
I just want a freak, period. Okay? I don't know how you get down, but when I get down, there's like a lot of shit going on, okay?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm freaky.
Wow.
I'm freaky deaky like that. Okay. It's like I need a porn star only to help like school me in what I don't know.
You know, I heard. Did you see that James Franco quote that came out today?
Tell me immediately.
About how he's like, you know, what looks good isn't what necessarily feels good, and what feels good doesn't look good. So you know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's a big mental thing with guys, you know what I mean? It's like...
Change topics. How are we on porn? I'm still not that girl.
No, you don't, like, throw in, like, a DVD of, like,
no.
You know, no?
I didn't even know what RedTube was. Like, I, like, my brother once made a joke about RedTube, and I was like, and I was, I have a day job, and I was at my day job, and I went to RedTube.com, I was like, what's RedTube? And I was like, oh my god! And, like, shut it real quick, and I'm just not that girl.
No worries, no worries. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be that girl with me, baby. Don't you worry. So anyway, Macaulay Culkin, he's denying he's been with this Spanish porn star, Irene Lopez. But she's basically calling him out, saying he's a big fat liar, saying, no, you know we did it. You know we did something. You know, but, and real quick, just one last thing. From Mila Kunis to a porn star,
I love her.
I do too. I do too. And I'm still trying to figure out, like a fucking detective, like how did their relationship go wrong? You know?
I don't know. But I mean, I think I'm big on, like, people should have their relationships in private, and it has to be probably really hard to have a public relationship, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they, you know, I don't know. I just wish them both happiness.
Moving right along, Pope Benedict. I don't know if you're a big, like, religious person or not. That you can tell me or you cannot. It's cool. A lot of people like to keep all that mysteries with me. But he's saying that he loves you just the way you are, as long as you're Christian or Catholic, I'm sure. He's basically going on and he's saying that... Actually, let me allow myself to retort. He actually released a statement from the Vatican. So this is like God basically coming down and saying that he advised people that when constructing a online persona of yourself, that, like, to be basically real, I guess is what he's saying, is, like, don't try to, like, be online just for attention and just to get, like, friends and things like that. He's like, when you know, are online, you do have your social networks and stuff. Just be yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself. And I thought that was a very intriguing kind of statement that the, you know, Vatican would put out, because it's like they're recognizing the medium as... not necessarily Facebook, but Twitter and all these other social mediums as this forum, and they're finding, like, okay, look, now instead of just being clean, like, in your regular life, we want you to kind of be clean as well in your digital life. So it's just another, like, interesting way that the, not necessarily religious right, but just how religion is still seeping into the digital world.
I hadn't heard that, but I just think that, like, going back to what I was saying earlier, I just, honesty is the best. So I just think that, like, people should be themselves and be honest and be nice.
Yeah.
Love everyone.
Yeah. And we talked about this earlier, which is great, which is why we brought it up, and that is Taco Bell. Taco Bell is only, actually, they're in trouble. let's just be real. They're in trouble because... allegedly, they only have, like, 36% meat. But, like, we were talking with the proprietor of NoHo, too. He's like, no. Like, a lot of that stuff that is in there is, like, spices and all this other crazy stuff. I'm not a Taco Bell guy. I used to be. I used to be a huge Taco Bell
guy. Back in the day, man. I'm a vegetarian, but I wasn't always a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. When I wasn't a vegetarian, I loved Taco Bell. But now there's not really anything for me to eat there.
Dude, the Mexican pizza, you know, to this day, I'll still get a Mexican pizza. The Mexican pizzas are outstanding, but I look at it and I'm like, dude, Mexicans, real Mexicans, never had a pizza like this whatsoever. This is a complete, like, malarkey.
I'll tell you what, though, like, as a vegetarian, I was very happy to see that ingredient list, because it was, like, beef was, like, the very bottom. So I was like, sweet. Like, I could practice. Like, I kept reading, and I was like, where's the meat? I was like, I might be able to eat this. And then, like, the last ingredient was beef broth, and I was like, oh, I can't eat this. But for a second, I was like, maybe it's just fake meat. I can actually eat this.
I don't know how everybody feels, but I'm a Del Taco guy. And so, like, I really feel that their ingredients are more fresh.
My dad is Del Taco. My brother is Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah, it's a family riff.
Their double-decker tacos, though, are good, too. If Del Taco is listening, please invent some sort of, I don't know, double-decker taco, and maybe we can...
My brother invents, like, Taco Bell things. Like,
really?
Yeah, he's like, he should work for them.
You know what was weird about Taco Bell was I had their, I don't know what they're called, they're, like, potatoes... But, like, they're in, like, this little, like, container, and they have cheese on them. They're, like...
I don't know. See, I can't... Like, I have... I'm a vegetarian, and I have all these food allergies, so I can't eat that fast food besides, oh, Chipotle. I can eat a Chipotle, though, and I do. I'm obsessed with Chipotle.
I like Chipotle, but only their vegetarian... Like, I'll get their vegetarian burrito, and to me, that is, like, ridiculously amazing.
Their Chipotle, I have an obsession, an unhealthy obsession with Chipotle. Had it 3 times in 1 day for each meal. I'm not kidding. I, like, didn't have time to eat dinner there, so I got 2 salads at lunch, so I could have one for lunch and one for, this is, when I say
that. That's an obsession.
Chipotle, yeah, it's bad.
Do you have an obsession with muffins?
No, because I can't cupcakes? Eat muffins.
I'm sorry,
oh, cupcakes, I do. I have an obsession with cupcakes. I call myself a cursing cupcake. That's how I personify myself.
There's starting to be, like, these little bakeries starting to pop up, or maybe they've always been around and I just never noticed.
Yeah, they've been around for a little bit, but I like Sprinkles because they have a gluten-free cupcake I can eat, and it's so good. I love it.
I make cupcakes every now and then. I'm really into, like, lemon cupcakes, but just by themselves. Like, I used to be a guy that was into, like, chocolate cupcakes. And then I would put, like, white frosting or chocolate on top of that.
I can see you baking cupcakes.
Oh, I'm a huge baker. Like, I'm, like, learning what baking is. And I go in... I don't believe in the microwave. Like, how you are towards, like, however you are, I'm the same way except with baking. I hate the microwave. I think the microwave is, like, the worst thing ever invented. It has all these, like, different, like...
Yeah,
elements.
Someone who doesn't cook, the microwave is like my best friend.
Yeah, see, and I believe that the oven, you get a much more better product when you put everything in the oven.
Oh, I think oven and cooking is 10 times better. It's just a time, and I don't have a dishwasher. It's just a time thing. I'm impatient, and I don't like to do dishes. So I'm like, see, microwave meal, awesome, throw it away. Like, it's... Not great quality.
but you're throwing away recyclable products, right?
It's biodegradable.
Exactly, biodegradable. Let's talk about something else that's biodegradable. And what I'm talking about is Artist of the Week. That's right, it's the last Friday of this month, so that means it's the Legend Series. If Elvis is the king of rock and roll, then this artist is the king of R&B. Here's some more clues. He was one of Motown's first and most recognizable artists. Okay, another clue. This legend has released 17 albums, including an album that was in the top 10 of the Rolling Stones list of 100 great albums of all time. Who is this artist? Tune in on Friday and find out. There you go. Did you think of anybody that could be?
I don't know.
No? Sure. But you're going to tune in on Friday and check out.
Of course.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't miss it.
And while you're there, you might as well check out the album review that Morgan did. He did an album review of And the Wiremen, and the album was ST. I got to read this review. And I'm not saying that I don't read the reviews on End of the Show, because I do. But I always look forward to Morgan's reviews. Matt's reviews are always spectacular, and there's just so much in them. But I like Morgan's because he's always pushing the envelope when it comes to, like, me discovering music and stuff like that. So if you always want to kind of discover a new band, or just kind of, you know, what can I say, expand your mind, always check out Monday, because Morgan does a great job of that. And Matt, dude, on Saturdays when Matt usually does his album reviews, they're always, like, right to the point. Like, he did an album review of Tron, and at last glance, like, 500 people had read it and pretty much agreed with what he had to say. So he kind of has his pulse on, like, everything that's going on in the entire, like, record industry and stuff like that. So really cool stuff happening. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get another song, and then we're going to do some shout-outs, and we are going to now take you on Bleeding Love. And this is a cover of
cover of Leona Lewis's song.
I find Leona Lewis really hot. I don't know if you do or not, or I don't know if you're into like females and kissing them. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. But I'm just saying.
I know. I would imagine. It's on your self-proclaimed freak status.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with. I don't think there's anything wrong. I think it's all good. I may have kissed a girl.
Awesome. You want to talk about that? No, I'm just kidding. Let's get into this.
A party trick. No.
Wait. When is kissing a girl a party trick? And I need to be at these parties immediately.
Back when I was a kid, maybe.
Maybe. You're like, maybe yesterday.
Maybe not. I will not confirm or deny.
All right, we're gonna get into shoutouts right after Bleeding Love right here on the Enter the Shell show.
I'm closed off from love. I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough. It was all in vain. Time starts to pass. Before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground. Found something true. Now everyone's going round. They think I've gone crazy, but I don't care what they say. I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away. They don't know the truth. My heart's crippled by the vein that I keep on closing. You cut me open and I keep bleeding. I keep bleeding love. I keep bleeding. I keep bleeding love. I keep bleeding. I keep bleeding love. You cut me open. Trying hard not to hear, but they talk so loud. My piercing sounds fill my ears. Try to fill me with. Yet I know that their goal is to keep me from falling. But nothing's greater than the risk of your embrace. And in this world of loneliness, I see your face. But everyone's going round, they think I've gone crazy. Maybe. I keep bleeding.
right. It's the End of the Shell Show. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Real quick question. When you perform, where do you go to in your head? Because I see you perform, and I mean, I'm not saying that you're not here with me, but it looks like you're off somewhere else.
I feel like today I am. It's funny because normally I really try to be out in the room and like sing to people, but I think because of the nature of, you know, the setup and stuff, it's like it's you know, I feel like it's more of how I am in the studio than how I am live. Because in the studio, I'm very internal. I learned this while I was recording the album, that the way what you do live doesn't translate to the studio. So it's like when I'm live at a show, I'm really out in the room and try to sing to people and connect and check in. But when I'm in the studio, I go inside and, you know, it just translates better. I don't know. It's just what I learned, how it works best for me.
Yeah. So. Hey, whatever helps. Yeah. It's totally cool. So now time for shout outs. And I want to give a shout out to, of course, our syndication partner, Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio, perfect for any smartphone. Okay, you go on enterthesheld.com, you click on the link for Stitcher.com, and then from there, we're going to have you streaming from your smartphone. Also, a big shout out to NoHo 2 Studio, NoHo2.com. Check them out.
In here.
Right?
It's so sweet in here. The artwork here is amazing on the walls. It's so cool.
And like, what I love is when like artists come in and they've never been here before, and they walk in, their eyes just light up and they go everywhere. Like, can you believe that NoHo 2 exists?
It's so cool. It's just, you walk in and the vibe is awesome. Like right when you walk in, I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah. Cool. Check them out, NoHo2.com. They are perfect for any kind of situation, any kind of photography situation, any time of video situation. Just basically check them out. They're good people, and they're
nice seal of approval.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Also, a special shout out to Brett Michaels. As you know, he's recovering from a hole in his heart. And I think he got that hole from banging, like, just tons of girls. I don't know if that was an STD or not.
You know what the joke I heard was?
What?
Sad.
Tell me immediately.
That he got it from a thorn.
Oh, God.
That's what I heard. It's hurt us so bad. I just hope he's okay.
He's all right. I mean, come on, I mean, he's the rock of love.
I feel like he has, like, 9 lives. Thank you so much. Poor guy.
But you know what? Like, I hate it because he's been through so much, and the more and more he goes through these, like, little turmoils in his life, the more and more women are just gonna, like, throw themselves at
him.
He's
jealous.
I am a little jealous. I'm like, that's bullshit. He's getting all this fucking poon. You know what I mean? And, like, I can't even get any. You know, it's
cupcakes, rainbows, and puppies.
Yeah. Do you have any shout-outs that you would like to give?
I would like to give out my producer, he's awesome, Thomas Horning, and my brother, my family, I love them a lot. And everyone that came out to Hotel Cafe last night, it was such an amazing night, and I had so much fun, so big thank you to everyone.
It's now time for the moral of the show. And,
oh, no, I'm nervous.
Yeah, I have the Demoralizer 3000 ready and cranked up, so I'm just going to say a few words, and then that'll tell us the moral of today's show. Porn, vegetarian, Taco Bell, Panda Mike, Hotel Cafe, relationship, bingo, the Pope, and tranny parties. That means it's done. If you'll get that envelope and rip it open and tell us the moral of today's show.
And the moral for today's show is, it was the end of a decade, but the start of an age.
There it is.
You are a stalker.
I am.
My Facebook page for like the last like year.
Thanks again to you, Jennifer Kudos, jenniferkudos.com. We're going to have the link on Enter the Shell. Go out, get her debut EP, And So I Sing. It's out now. You can get it at jenniferkudos.com. You can get it at our record store. Enter the Shell has a record store through Amazon, and you can buy it through us. Portions of that money will go back to charity and basically to me. Yeah, there I said it. Shout out to Oliver, Mark Doty, and for everyone else. So we are going to leave you now with, I want to say kind of an exclusive, right?
Yeah, it's like, it's, I sang it last night for the first time. Like, this is like the first recording, really, for people. It's brand spanking new.
Caliente, I love it. I love it. Any last words before we depart?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks everyone for listening, and Little Rock.
Hell yeah, yeah. Enter the Shell is kind of a little bit of a strange experience, but
it's cool. I had so much fun. I had so much fun. Awesome day, awesome night.
Awesome. Well, like I said again, jenniferkudos.com. And by the way, I'm going to give myself a little bit of a pat on the back for, like, not fucking up your last name.
If you I can say it better than I do.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I told you that earlier. Like, this is like, you say it well. I wish I could roll my R's like you.
Kudos.
Do it. I sound crazy when I do.
It's cool. Don't worry. We all can't be as cool as you. Okay, we probably can be like 10 times cooler. But we're going to leave you now with Satellites. Take it away.
Running out.
JenniferKudos.com. Go check her out. And that's going to do it for another edition of the End of the Shell Show. And before I forget, we're actually going to have a few CDs autographed of And So I Sing. So win them. Yeah. Email us, Milo@entertheshell.com if you want a free CD from Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We're out of here. Later.